Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. We recently attended the annual NAB show in Las Vegas, April 15 to 19. And over that five-day period, the convention brought together over 65,000 of our closest friends and featured keynotes and targeted sessions focused on a myriad of topics to help us future-proof our careers. Well, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with many broadcast executives and thought leaders about their focus and plans for the year. Big thanks to Enco and Benstown for allowing us to record Radio on Main Street live in their exhibit booth every day of the convention. Over the next several weeks, you'll have the opportunity to listen in on some of our conversations. In this fifth episode of the series, we hear the conversation I had with Bill McElveen, Regional President and Chief Compliance Officer for Alpha Media, that owns and operates 207 radio stations in 44 markets.
So that's a big title. What does that mean, Chief Compliance Officer?
It's a long title. it means that we encourage our market managers to come to me first with any questions they have about FCC matters or can we run this spot or not before we start running up a big tab with our law firm.
Aha, interesting.
I'm sort of a stopgap before we get to our FCC attorneys.
And there are a lot of issues that we deal with today that we never dealt with before.
It is amazing how many issues there are. When I first began as chief compliance officer, it may be two or three times a week. Now it's like five times a day. Somebody's sending in a question about something. But yeah, it's really changed.
So I'm just curious, and we didn't talk about this, but what's the number one question in that particular part of your job that comes to you?
Most of them are political questions, whether an issue ad or a politician or somebody's wanting to take their regular schedule
right.
and convert it to support a candidate. I mean, things like that.
Interesting.
But we also have a lot of questions about, can we run this spot for cannabis? No.
So you're not running cannabis advertising?
We are not.
Right. Okay. So Alpha's a pretty big company. How many markets are you in? I can't even keep track.
44 markets.
44 markets.
Yeah.
How's business?
It's pretty choppy right now. First quarter has not been as strong as we projected. Mm-hmm. Second quarter seems to be firming up a little bit. May is feeling better than April. But we're still dealing with all the macro issues that everybody else is. I mean, and those are not going to change, I don't think, anytime soon. So it's local and digital are stronger than national and network,
right?
Thankfully, but if we could ever get them all hitting on cylinders at the same time, it'd be great.
We're pretty much out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
As an organization, you know, when COVID came, everything shut down and everyone went home.
Yep.
And so, how as a company now, are you 100% back in the facilities? Or you have any hybrid employees?
We have a lot of hybrid markets still. Yeah, we've got some that are fully back, but we've got more hybrid markets than those that are fully back. And we have been able to reduce our footprint, square footage-wise,
right.
In a lot of our markets.
So you've sort of renegotiated leases?
Yes, we renegotiated quite a number of leases to our benefit.
Right.
But what we feel like we're still missing is that hallway collaboration that's such a part of our business. And that's a real challenge, trying to figure out how to work through that when not everyone's in the office at the same time.
Yeah, it is hard.
It is.
And I think it's not just our business, but every business is
absolutely.
Grappling with
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's grappling with it. But given the creative side of our business, I think sometimes it's harder for us to grapple with that because you're missing that interaction that you have
right.
on the creative side.
Yeah. So it's really the first day of the NAB.
That
and,
it is.
And, you know, here we were this year celebrating 100 years of innovation, and it's hard to believe it's 100 years. Is there a specific initiative that's going on within Alpha that you can share with us, thinking about, that maybe you're most proud of that's going on right now?
Well, there are a lot of those, but I have to say first, I made a comment at the last NAB board meeting that of that 100 years, I've been here for most of them.
Oh, stop it. It just feels like it, maybe.
Yeah, it just feels like it. It looks like it.
No.
We're doing a lot of things that we're very excited about. We feel like we're being very innovative with our digital offerings. We're building out our customer service team, our digital team. We just made an acquisition of a digital company, which we have not really
talked
about.
Yeah,
yeah, we're excited about that. Initiative-wise, I think the thing that we're most
proud of...
So
is that news here at the NAB?
Well, we've not made a big deal about it. It's Gulf Coast Web, and they had been one of our digital partners, and we worked so closely with them, we just said, hey, why don't we just bring you in and make you part of Alpha Digital? So that's what we did.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how is that going to be integrated in the organization?
Well, we were already in a lot of markets working with them and Recruit. We will continue to work with Recruit. But now that we have Alpha Digital under our wing, it just is more seamless than it was when they were a vendor.
Right.
Initiative-wise, one of the things I love about Alpha is what we do in the community. And every quarter we do a program called Alpha Cares. And every market, all 44 markets, choose a project or a charity they want to support. And for one entire day, the whole staff goes out and does whatever it is.
And it's the same day in the whole company?
It's the same day in the whole company.
Wow.
And it could be anything from Habitat for Humanity, St. Jude's. I mean, it can be anything. But we want to get the entire staff involved in doing it, and we're really proud of it. It's
I would think so.
It's a great initiative.
That's a fantastic initiative.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing.
It's kind of what makes Alpha Alpha, you know, doing things like that.
I love that. I didn't know. So what's the date this year?
It's every quarter.
So you do it four times a year?
It's four times a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't give you the dates for every quarter. I'm sorry. I wish I had that in my head.
But that's fantastic. So, you know, one of the things, and you're on the REB board, and we so appreciate your service to the REB and our organization.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be there, and I don't know what we would do without the Bylaws Committee that I chair.
That's right. Bill, you do share probably one of the most important, well, compliance, bylaws.
Yeah, it's just sort of the way I'm wired, I guess.
I guess. But as you know, one of the initiatives we're focused on is very category specific, that we've tried to engage with our REB members to help us all learn as much as we can about specific business categories.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any categories within Alpha that you've noticed overall that have grown, that have surprised you, or maybe disappointed you?
Well, automotive is certainly disappointed. as far as growth, though, healthcare and recruitment have been two huge categories that have grown.
You know, healthcare, that gets mentioned a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a big,
it is a big
industry.
Basket.
How do you get your arms around it? So are there any specific areas within healthcare that you're finding great success with?
Not specifically, but we're in general, the healthcare category, if you look at our categorical breakdown, it is just zoomed to the top along with recruitment. And we focus on it a lot. We have something called Game Day Thursday that we're doing every month, and healthcare is this month's focus of Game Day Thursday, where all the sellers for a two-hour period are making cold calls on one industry. It really is fun, and they get all dressed up in all this garb, and the market managers make it a blast. And
how fun.
So healthcare is this month's category, and I probably shouldn't be saying that.
They don't dress up as nurses and doctors?
Some of them will.
I love that.
It's hilarious. I mean, they get carried
away. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to bring some of them on and do a webinar with that, because what a great idea.
It would be fun to see.
I mean, I love
it's fun to be there. And recruitment has been a great category, too. And, you know, we keep saying, and we've said it for 2 years, if we can ever get auto back to even slightly what it was pre-COVID,
right,
with the other categories that have emerged, we'll be in a great spot
mm-hmm.
as an industry.
Right. I failed to ask this when you mentioned the acquisition about this digital company mm-hmm. that was a partner and now you own. How are you structuring within Alpha digital versus traditional media as far as a sales organization?
We don't make any differentiation. It is all put together, and here's what we can do for our clients. And it happens to be some radio, it happens to be digital.
Right.
But we don't separate them at all.
You don't?
Nope.
And there's no team selling within Alpha. It's just individual accounts.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that you're having very good success in digital, and the growth pattern is on target?
It's really strong. And we've really built out the digital department. And we've hired digital specialists in most of our top 20 markets
mm-hmm.
Who are not really there as sellers, but to help our sellers understand the products that we can offer and to meet with clients and to help walk them through what we can do.
Right. You mentioned recruitment as a business category, but another thing we hear from REB members is it's becoming more challenging to recruit salespeople into our organizations. And are there any initiatives within Alpha that you're focused on to try to attract new sellers into your organization?
Erica, that is the single biggest challenge, I think, that the industry has right now, other than getting the next couple of generations listening to radio. No, it is the single biggest challenge. We are offering all kinds of incentives to our current staff to bring in sellers.
So using your own employees.
We feel like they're the best recruiters we have because most people who work for Alpha really love Alpha, so we're using them. We outreach to colleges. We do that in every market. We try to get a relationship between the market manager and whoever's head of placement at the various colleges. We're doing everything we can think of, as is everyone else I talk with.
Right. You have some great sellers that have helped us. We have a recruitment video that includes some of your team.
Well, I'm excited to see the video, and I know our team was really excited about being part of it.
Well, it was a joy for me. You know, there's what's next for Alpha? Because as we know, there have been some companies that have been selling and other companies that have been growing. So what does the future look like for your company?
The crystal ball is a little bit cloudy on that. I certainly don't see us selling anything in the near future. We would love to buy some things. We'd love to bulk up in some of the markets that we're not fully topped off in. But I think the future is really that what we're doing in the digital space and what we're doing with Local Direct, we're growing them. And as far as are we going to be in or out, we're going to be in.
Right.
We're going to be in. And I don't think it's the right time for anybody to be selling. I know there are a few deals here and there, the deal that Cox just did, but there are not a lot, and there's just not a lot of activity. Now, we may come out of this convention and hear some bombshell announcement that, you know, so-and-so's bought eight companies, you know?
Right.
But I would be surprised.
So here we are at the NAB. Is there something that you were most interested in learning about or seeing this week?
Yeah, and first of all, I want to cover the whole exhibit floor. And I mean, that takes...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. This facility is just spectacular.
Yes.
And the exhibitors, so far, first day, seem really happy.
And so I will say, since most people who hear this will hear only the audio and not see us, we're in the West Hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is the newest building at the Las Vegas Convention Center, and it is stunning.
It is stunning, and I walked here from the hotel because they said you can get there in 15 minutes, and it's like it used to be such a slog to try to go through all the... you see it, and it's like this beacon on this hill, and oh, there it is. You know?
Right.
It really is a fantastic facility.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, we've always had these campaigns about radio matters and... radio works, but in your words, Bill, radio matters because?
Because it's still the most personal one-on-one media out there, and people who listen to and build some affinity or loyalty with an air personality, they basically believe whatever they tell them, you know, and, you know, to me, that kind of one-on-one personal connection is the most important thing that radio does that matters.
And radio works because?
Because we're very efficient. We're the biggest reach medium, one of the least expensive, and we can just find all kinds of ways to work with a client to help them grow their business. So I think it definitely works. Mm-hmm. It works better than it ever has.
So I always love this question. You know, you have a very senior leadership role at Alpha, but for right now, if I had the power, I would do this, but... Right now, I want you to think is, you know, you are the head of our industry. And if you could get us as an industry to focus either on one specific topic or one issue that we should all really be thinking about and zeroing in on, what would that be and why?
This is a pretty broad stroke, and I referenced it earlier, but we have got to get younger people, the younger generations, and I know they're all younger than me, but I'm talking about the really younger people interested in radio as listeners, and as, I want them to aspire to being in the industry. I mean, I think that is the single biggest issue we're facing. I know some people say, no, it's AM radio. And I think we've got to start figuring out how to bring younger people into our industry.
Is there anything going on? Because you've got some really great content providers in your organization. Are there any specific initiatives that you're involved in or thinking about with regard to bringing in younger listeners?
Well, not specifically toward that, although, as I mentioned, we're trying to do things at the college level for staff members.
Right.
But we've got all kinds of content providers that we're trying to now spread across the company, because we've got some really talented people who may be only in one market. And so we're saying, okay, what can we do here? As far as trying to get younger listeners, you tell me. What's the secret there?
Boy, I wish I had the answer.
I wish you did, too. I wish either of us did.
I did, too.
Or anybody did.
Well, we know how busy you are. We are so grateful that we were able to grab you to stop and spend a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
And let's think good thoughts for third and fourth quarter.
Absolutely. I think the back half of the year is going to be remarkable. I really do.
Oh, I like that.
It's going to be the opposite of last year. We started off slow this year, and we're going to kick it in the back half, opposite of last year.
Well, I love that, and I can't wait at the end of the year to say, you told us.
That's right. You heard it here first.
We heard it here first. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Erica.
With community involvement at the forefront, Alpha has taken it seriously by encouraging all employees at each station to be personally involved with organizations that can use an extra hand. Alpha Cares is a program that occurs one day a quarter with each station in every market selecting an organization to work side by side with the local partners. The goal is to foster team spirit among Alpha employees while supporting and working with local communities, because Alpha cares. Bill believes the single biggest issue we're facing as an industry is getting younger people interested in listening to the radio. He also believes it is important that younger people and those of younger generations aspire to work in the industry.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.